Well, actually, it's interesting, Aaron. We reached all the criteria for city status around about the year 2000 when I first became mayor.
Really?
Because to reach city status, you need a urban population centre of 15,000 or greater, which we had as far as the Capricorn Coast goes, and also an overall population of 25,000. We're now up to 36,500, and we'll be pushing 37,000, 38,000 over the next couple of years. It comes down to, do we need to be a city? In some ways, having that status actually elevates you for a lot of opportunities. And what's in a name? Because a lot of people have said over the years, it would be great if, because Livingston has little relevance to anyone when you're talking to them at a state or a national level.
Sure.
You sort of say, I come from Livingston. They say, where's that? And when you say the Capricorn Coast and mention, things like Coupoon and Great Keppel Island or Emu Park, then people have a reference point as to where you are. And as far as promoting tourism, somebody said anything that's got the name coast in it, you actually elevate your ability to attract tourism by a factor of 10 plus.
Yes.
So some people sort of said, maybe at some stage we should become the city of the Capricorn Coast, or maybe, and that would include all of our hinterland areas, or maybe we just become the Capricorn Coast Regional Council. They're discussions that we have to have both a positioning for us as a twin city, effectively, with Rockhampton, which we've been for a long time, and also from an economic development point of view for attracting investment but in particular, marketing our region as a, one of the premier, and it is, one of the premier tourist areas in Queensland. It's a discussion that needs to be had, and it's certainly one that we'll be having with the community over the next year or so as we look to position both our identity and our ability to attract jobs and investment.